בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב. We stay between גלות מצרים and גאולת מצרים in one end. We finish פרשת בו. We stay before פרשת בשלח. In the same time, we also between א' שבט and ט"ו בשבט. And בסייעתא דשמיא, I would like to see some connection between this special time, א' שבט and ט"ו בשבט in one end, and גלות מצרים and גאולת מצרים. In the first paragraph, the Torah teach us about the last set of the מכות. ואת הקדוש ברוך הוא פניש מצרים and פרו. And we start with מכת הארבה. ויאמר השם אל משה בוא אל פרו כי אני הכבדתי את ליבו ואת לב עבדיו למען שיתי אותותי אלה בקרבו ולמען תספר באוזני בנך ובן בנך את אשר התעללתי במצרים ואת אותותי אשר שמתי בם וידעתם כי אני השם. ויבוא משה ואהרון אל פרו ואמרו אליו כה אמר השם אלוהי העברים עד מתי מענת לענות מפניי שלח עמי ויעבדוני. כי אם אין אתה לשנח את עמי, הנני מביא מחר הרבה בגבוליך. וכיסה ייתן הארץ, ולא יוכל לראות את הארץ, ואכל את יתר הפלטה הנשארת לכם מן הברד, ואכל את כל העץ הצומח לכם מן האדמה. מן השדה, ומלאו בתיך ובתי כל עבדיך, ובתי כל מצרים אשר לראו אבותיך ואבות אבותיך מיום היותם על האדמה, עד היום הזה, ויפן וייצא מאים פרעה. מכת הארבה, מכת הארבה, this is one of the last מכות, ואת הקדוש ברוך הוא פניש פרו אין מצרים. We know every מכה take place one week and three weeks פרו אין מצרים get warning from משה רבאים. רשי says this to us black on white in the second paragraph שהייתה המכה משמשת רביע חודש ושלושה חלקים היה מעיד ומטרה בהם. If this is the system of all the מכות, is obviously מכת בכורות take place in תדוו בניסן. Months before תדוו בניסן, תדוו באדר, take place מכת חושך. Months before take place מכת הארבה. אז מכת הארבה take place in ט"ו בשבט. Maybe not any connection between ט"ו בשבט and מכת הארבה, but maybe we have some connection between ט"ו בשבט will take place later to מכת הארבה. About מכת חושך is very clear in the time, same time in the year what all the מצרים have חושך ואפלה, exactly in same time in the future we have אורה ושמחה. פורים take place in same time what מכת החושך take place. But what's the connection between מכת הארבה and ט"ו בשבט? Is look only the calendar brings them together, but בסייעתא דשמיא we will see very interesting inside what connect מכת הארבה to ט"ו בשבט. And this is our first question. What is the connection between these two מכות? Second question, הגאות מימוניות על הרמב״ם, הלכות שופר, in third paragraph, teach us, בתשובת רצבה כתב, שאפילו בט"ו בשבט אין להתענות. וציבור שגזרו תענית בשני ובחמישי, דוחים תענית זה עד שבת הבא. ט"ו בשבט, we not can make any fast in this day. If the ציבור decide to fast in ט"ו בשבט, they look in the calendar, they pick this day, and this day is ט"ו בשבט, they need to push the fast the week after. Moreover, the מגן אברהם is not in front of us, teach us, if wedding take place in ט"ו בשבט, חתן וכלה not allowed to fast in this day. Why? What is so special about ט"ו בשבט? זה מגן אברהם end, זה הגאות מימוניות end, because we have משנה עם מסכת ראש השנה, and the משנה teach us all ראשי שנים, ארבעה ראשי שנים, and because the משנה decide to bring the all ראשי שנים and same משנה and same place, we learn one from the other. It's exactly what in Rosh Hashanah we're not allowed to fast. Exactly same. Every other Rosh Hashanah, also Rosh Hashanah Leilanot, what relevant for us now, also we're not allowed to fast. And my second question is, why Rosh Hashanah Leilanot is so special day what we're not allowed to fast in this day? What is Rosh Hashanah Leilanot? Is sign in the nature what show us the difference between one year to other year in the field, between שנה חקלאית אחת to שנה חקלאית שנייה. We have years what we need to give מעשר שני, we have years what we need to give מעשר עני. When the year start, when the year end, is חזל decide the time is ט"ו בשבט. Why ט"ו בשבט? זה משנה, זה גמרא, in paragraph 4 teach us, באחד בשבט ראש השנה לאילנות, או ט"ו בשבט, מה איתמה? אמר רבי אלעזר, אמר רב הושעיה, הועיל ויצאו רוב גשמי שנה. Most of the rain is behind us. And Rashi explained, אחד בשבט paragraph 5, ראש השנה לאילן, ואין תורמים מפירות אילן שחנתו פירותיו קודם לכן, על פירות האילן שחנתו לאחר מכן. We cannot give also מעשר, תרומות ומעשרות, from one year to other year. If I have a lot of fruit in this year, I cannot take some of the fruit and to say, this is מעשר, from all the fruit, what going to growing, or I have from the next year. Every year we need to give מעשר from the year himself, not from one year to the other. Why? הועיל ויצאו רוב בשמי שנה רשי קוטיניו, כבר עבר רוב ימות הגשמים שהוא זמן רביעה, ועלה שרף באילנות, we see the beginning of the new fruit start, ונמצאו הפירות חנותים מייתה, is ט"ו בשבט is only sign in the nature, to divide between one year to other year. Is why this day is so special, what we not allowed to fast in this day, including חתן וכלה, ביום חתונתם, what they fast in this day, they not allowed to fast. This is our second question. Third question, we stay between Aleph Shvat and Tu Bishvat. Days what we learn about Ilanot HaSadeh, the Torah teach us few halachot about the tree. In paragraph 6, וכי תבוא אל הארץ ונטעתם כל עץ מאכל והרלתם אורלתו את פריו, שלוש שנים יהיה לכם ערלים, לא יאכל. The first 3 years, all the fruit is orla, we're not allowed to eat. בשנה הרביעית יהיה כל פריו קודש הילולים להשם מזנת הרווי, זה פרוט is all, we need to take the fruit to ירושלים, if not, we need to transfer the קדושה to money, to take the money to ירושלים, to buy other fruit, this is שנה רביעית, ובשנה החמישית, פסוק הבא, תאכלו את פריו להוסיף לכם תבואתו, אני השם אלוקכם, in the fifth year, and after 5 years, we can use the fruit to make business with the fruit, everything what we like. Now, comes the midrash and tells us about this פסוק, about this פסוקים, paragraph 7, רבי יהודה ורבי סימון פתח, אחרי השם אלוקיכם תלכו, וכי אפשר לבשר ודם להלוך אחר הקדוש ברוך הוא? We need to following after הקדוש ברוך הוא. How we can make this? כתיב בים דרכיך ושביליך במים רבים. We cannot following after הקדוש ברוך הוא. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישפייר ובוא תדבקו. וכי אפשר לבשר ודם לעלות לשמיים? How we can come close to הקדוש ברוך הוא? להידבק באש? Is חזל tells us in the end last line, אלא מתחילת בריאתו של עולם, לא נתעסק הקדוש ברוך הוא אלא במתה תחילה. ואת הקדוש ברוך הוא do immediately when he creates the word, he plant tree, שנאמר ויטה השם אלוקים גן בעדן, אף אתם כשאתם נכנסים לארץ לא תתעסקו אלא במתה התחילה. Also, when we arrive in Eretz Israel, what you need to do immediately is to plant tree. Is mean what Chazal came to teach us, we have mitzvah ve'alachta bidrachav. We need to following after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'u rachum, afata rachum. Ma'u chanun, afata chanun. This we understand. But Chazal came and tells us, part of this mitzvah ve'alachta bidrachav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately, when he creates the world, he plant tree. We also, immediately, when we arrive in Eretz Israel, we need to plant tree. What's the connection between the tree? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu plan when he creates the world, to the tree, what we need to plan when we arrive in Eretz Israel. And moreover, I don't know anyone, maybe you know, what when they arrive in Eretz, when they arrive in Eretz Israel, immediately, they go to plant tree. And if this mitzvah is very special, if this mitzvah is part of ve'alachta bedrachav, if this mitzvah is part to follow after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why nobody, when they arrive in Eretz Israel first time, or second time, or third time, they're not plant tree? And the last question, we talk about the tree, now we'll talk a little bit about the fruit. Every time when we eat fruit from Shivat Aminim, or cakes, and we say, Bracha Me'ein Shalosh, what we say in Paru Gafet, ועל תנובת השדה, ועל ארץ חמדה טובה ורחבה שרצית והנחלת לאבותינו, we appreciate what the Kodesh Baruch Hu give us this special land, Eretz Israel, and what is the purpose of Eretz Israel? What is the highlight? What is the goal in Eretz Israel? If you can put line, לאכול מפיריה. The highlight of Eretz Israel is to eat from the fruit what growing in Eretz Israel. And in the end of this bracha, ובני ירושלים, מפרו גפאית, I continue, ובני ירושלים, עיר הקודש, במהרה בימינו, ועלינו לתוכה, Kodesh Baruch Hu, please build again Yerushalayim, ועלינו לתוכה, ושמחנו במניינה, what this everyone look for to see, ותחזן עינינו בשבחה לציון ברחמים, but above everything, ונאכל מפריה. This is the goal of Eretz Israel, to eat fruit, ונאכל מפריה. Chazal tells us about Moshe Rabbeinu, he tries the best to arrive in Eretz Israel, and Chazal say, וכי לאכול מפריה הוא ביקש. Moshe Rabbeinu would like to walk in Eretz Israel, לאכול מפריה, he would like to keep special mitzvot or take place in Eretz Israel. And here we found in Chazal, the highlight of Eretz Israel is לאכול מפריה. How we explain the bracha, what we say few times, maybe a day, a week, the goal of Eretz Israel is לאכול מפריה. This is the questions what we would like to try to explain, and בסייעתא דשמיא, I hope to explain myself clear. We will see something pilei playim and how is relevant for us in our daily life. Is again, short and clear, question number one, we find in Chazal, makat ha'arbe take place in Tu Bishvat. Because every makah take place week, 3 weeks. Moshe Rabbeinu, he warning to Mitzrayim, to Paro, if we make the simple cheshbon, we find makat ha'arbe take place in Tu Bishvat. If some connection between Tu Bishvat and Makat Arbe. Question number two, what is special about Tu Bishvat, what we're not allowed to fast in this day, including Chatan Vekala. We see in Chazal, Tu Bishvat is only sign in the nature to explain to us, to show us the difference between one year for the farmer to the other year, to many halachot. What belong to one year, not belong to the other year. Is why this is so special day, what we're not allowed to fast in this day. And third question, part of the mitzvah, ve'alachta bidrachav, what we need to following after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to plant tree when we arrive in Eretz Israel. We not find anyone what do this. And how we explain, this is a part of the mitzvah, ve'alachta bidrachav. What is the explanation in Chazal? And the last question, we see the highlight of Eretz Israel is לאכול מפריה. How we explain this is the goal of Eretz Israel, לאכול מפריה. Is we will walk step by step בסייעתא דשמיא. Chazal teach us in paragraph 9. Tana, Rabbi Chizkiya, כתיב, פסוק, in Yeshaya, ונגף השם את מצרים נגוף ורפו. And Chazal explain what is mean when Agaf Hashem et Mitzrayim Nagof Verapo. Nagof למצרים ורפו לישראל. Every punish. What הקדוש ברוך הוא give to Pharaoh is lesson for us. If we learn the lesson from the Makkah, this keep us healthy. This is what Chazal tells us. Somebody told me last week something very interesting. You know, when we come to Leila Seder, to dump Tzfardei Akinim, we drop from every Makkah one drop of wine to the plate. And what we do after? We don't drink this. Al Pi HaZohar, say not to drink these drops of wine. But somebody told me, they minag, in their community, in Europe, after the Leila Seder over, they take all the drops from all the plate, they put this in a bottle of wine, and when somebody is sick in the family, through the ear, they give him to drink a little bit from this wine. Why? כל המחלה אשר שמתי במצרים לא אשים עליך, כי אני אשר הופך. And he really not understand what the connection between this. Now he can understand. נגוף ורפו. Every מכה, what is punished to מצרים, if we learn the lesson, for us is what? ורפו. מכת הארבה. הארבה is very, very interesting מכה. Why? We have 8 different kind of ארבה. 8 סוגים, different סוגים, different kind of ארבה. We find few in the פסוקים, in paragraph 10, in יואל, when in ארץ ישראל we have also this מכת הארבה take place, יתר הגזם אכל הארבה, גזם is one of the name, ארבה is other name, ויתר הארבה אכל הילק, also other name of הרבה, ויתר הילק אכל החסיל. Interesting names, maybe later we'll explain the names also. And we have other few names. But הרבה never come by himself. When they arrived in some place, thousands and thousands הרבה arrived together. Never one or two by himself. Minimum 10,000, 20,000, maybe more, huge amount of הרבה come together to the field and start to eat everything. And this makes Shlomo HaMelech very impressed. Why? Shlomo HaMelech tells us in paragraph 11, ארבעה הם קטני ארץ. We find 4 small animals. והמה חכמים מחוכמים. And they're so clever and they're so smart. For example, נמלים, עם לא עז, ויחינו בקיץ לחמם. שפנים, עם לא עצום, וישימו בסלע ביתם. Every animal, they're very weak, easy for all the others around them to destroy them, but quiet, they build what they need, they protect himself. What is relevant for us, פסוק כ"ז, מלך אין להרבה, ויצא חוצץ כולו. הרבה don't have מלך. Don't have anyone what leads them to come together. They decide by himself, we need to come together to this place, to other place. אף על פי, nobody leads them. המלך אין להרבה, ויצא חוצץ כולו. What is mean חוצץ כולו? זה מצודות explain paragraph 12. חוצץ, מאוסף ומקובץ. It means all the time they arrive together. And this makes Shlomo HaMelech very impressed. Nobody leads them, and still they never come, everyone by himself. They come only groups and groups. This is something very special. But this is in one end. In other end, we have something very, very negative what we learn from Arbe. Yes, they decide to arrive together. אף על פי זה decide to arrive together, but still, what Shlomo HaMelech teach us, מלך אין לה הרבה. What is unique about מלך, about king? Every king, every מלך, have other name. אחד העם, in the Torah. Why the title of king is אחד העם? Because he take all the nation, and make from the nation what? One. אחד העם. מלך אין לה הרבה הזמין, אף על פי, they decide to arrive together, but they never one. They הרבה. Some people can decide to walk into some place and to stay in the same room, but they never one. Everyone can have a different perspective. Everyone can look at the situation completely different. Nothing connects between one to the other, except they stay in the same place. Exactly same about the הרבה. They decide to come together, but they never one. We not find any unity between the הרבה. Is melech el harbe and one and impress Shlomo HaMelech because they decide to come together, but in other end we find something negative, we not find any unity between the הרבה. This explain to us something else very interesting. I think about this first time last week when we leave Egypt, who also live with us? Erev Rav. Erev Rav, what is, who is Erev Rav? If the Egyptians will decide to convert, welcome. Am Israel, Baruch Hashem, Evelat Gerim, no problem. If they decide to stay Egyptians, is why they get special name, Erev Rav. Because these Egyptians, Elat Chazal tells us, thousands and thousands, when they leave Egypt with us, have mission. They would like to change the perspective what we have about Jewish life. What is our perspective? What is our nature? Umi ke'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. We can stay all over the world, but we goy echad. How Aman HaRasha say? Yeshno am echad? Yes, mefuzar, mefurad, all over. But still is what? Am echad. ישנו עם אחד. כמה הרבה, כמה ערב רב, and they decide to bring to our mind to judge situations not with the concept of אחד, of unity, to make this is the goal, other goal, הרבה. If we have a lot, we in. We not have a lot, we not exist. The way to judge people, how much they have. In any field, in any area. Numbers, rating. Are more numbers, are more rating. Wow, we are very special. We not have numbers, we not exist. From this reason, the name of this group, what come from Egypt, is Erev Rav. They try to bring the concept of Rav to our nation. Interesting. Erev Rav have other name in the Torah. And the other name in the Torah is Asafsuf. What is mean Asafsuf? Asafsuf in Lashon HaKodesh is mean people what collect, and after they collect, they're not satisfied about what they collect, and they collect more. And they need to collect again and again. Asafsuf. Le'esof to collect again and again. This is exactly everyone. Because the key to value person, the key to judge person, how much he have. If you have a lot, he is in. If you don't have, he is nothing. Moreover, to make this more clear, pilei pleim, Chazal tells us, in paragraph 14, De'amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Vayikra Yaakov el banav, Vayomer e'asfu ve'agid alachem. Famous Gemara. Yaakov, before he passed away, he would like to say to the children about the end of the days, exactly when this will take place. Bikesh Yaakov, לגלות לבניו קץ הימים. מסתלקה ממנו שכינה. In this moment, he forget exactly when this will take place. אמר, שמה חס ושלום, יש במיטתי פסול. Maybe something wrong with my children, כאברהם שיצא ממנו ישמעאל, ואבי יצחק שיצא ממנו עשיו. אמרו לו בניו, שמע ישראל, אבא, please, listen to us. השם אלוקינו, השם אחד. כשם שאין בליבך אלא אחד, כך אין בליבנו אלא אחד. You have in your heart one, we also have. What I not understand, יעקב אבינו try to say when the end of the days will take place. Fine. He forget. This make him scared, confused. Maybe something wrong in his children. What's something wrong? This Chazal don't tell us. This Chazal don't say to us. And בכלל, something wrong.
All the family stay with Yaakov in the last 17 years in Egypt. You know, all the children, granddaughter, daughters, son-in-laws, daughter-in-law, everybody. What kind of psul? Yaakov worry his family have? And if he have, we not find... The, Chazal don't tell us. Chazal, yes, they say to us. Why Yaakov? For what Yaakov worry? What Yaakov worry from the answer was the children say to Yaakov. What they say to him? Abba, don't worry. Keshem she'en belibeinu ela echad. Abba, you worry. Maybe we change the way to judge situations in our life. You worry, maybe our life is perspective of arbe, of rav. This is the key of life. Abba, don't worry. Keshem she'en belibcha ela echad. The uniqueness about you, Abba, is to unit everything, to bring everything together, to make echad. Kach en belibeinu ela echad. From the answer of the children to Yaakov, we learn from what Yaakov worry. Because remember, when Yaakov Avinu met Esav, and Esav said to him, my dear brother, yesh li rav, look how much I have, please, take a little bit. What Yaakov answered to him? Yesh li kol. What does it mean, yesh li kol? Also, when I don't have anything, I have everything. Because my perspective is completely different. My perspective is perspective of echad. To bring everything together, I not worry from anything. I don't judge anything. I don't look about numbers. I look about if this is really echad, this can bring everybody together. This is what I have. Anything else, I not care. Spil eploim. Is arbe, the essence of the arbe, of makat arbe, is to take everything what is echad and to make from this what? Arbe. To make from this what? Elat. This is arbe. Chazal tells us something very interesting about makat arbe. Makat arbe similar to fire. In few places. The damage what makat arbe make similar to fire. What is unique about fire? When I stay in the beach and I take a little bit sand with water, I can connect this together and make some face or ball from the dirt. We take flour with water, we can make what? Dough. But we take ashes and we mix this with water. Never is connect together. It still stay separate. We cannot make one piece from ashes and water. Arbe similar to fire. Arbe try to take everything what is one and to spread all over. Same with ashes. This is the essence of the arbe. What stay against the arbe completely is tree. What is unique about tree? If I will ask you what is mean, what is tree? I will get, I'm sure, minimum 10 answers. What is tree? Root. What is tree? Fruit. What is tree? Trunk. What is tree? Leaves. Everyone look of tree in different perspective, and for everyone, tree is something else. But tree is everything together. Root, trunk, fruit, leaves, flowers, branch, everything is one piece. Yes, is one piece, what going step by step. Every step is not preparation for the next step. Every step is part from the next step. Because we need root, not only for the trunk. We need the root because we need the root. After we have trunk, if we still not have root, the tree cannot stay. We need fruit, but the fruit is not because we have strong trunk. Because we need all the parts, still we need the root, what delivers the mineral from the ground to the fruit, etc., etc. Every part in the tree is not prepared for the next part. Every part is part from all the tree. Tree represent echad, unity. This is tree. Arbe achal et kol etz asade. The arbe attacked all the trees. Because the tree is completely the opposite of arbe. Now we start to understand
זה קונקשן between ט"ו בשבט and מכת הארבה. מכת הארבה represent הרבה, אילת. What's the Genesis? עץ השדה. עץ השדה represent how everything important and we need everything all the time. From this reason, תורה and חזל similar us to the tree. כי האדם עץ השדה. And the way how the Torah compare between us to the tree is pilei pleim in paragraph 16. The Torah tells us in beginning of pasuk zayin, if you can put line, vayetzer Hashem Elokim et ha'adam afar min ha'adama. Hashem Elokim et ha'adam afar min ha'adama. Pilei pleim afar. How Kadosh Baruch Hu, what Kadosh Baruch Hu do with this afar? He also mixes with what? With water, and he's come what? One piece. To teach Adam, everything what you do in your life is one piece. You cannot say, this is, I do because this is my personality, this I do is something else. No, everything must come together. But the Torah tells us, few words, ויצר השם אלוקים את האדם. פסוק ת' עזר לעין, ויצמח השם אלוקים מן האדמה כל עץ נחמד. פסוק י', פסוק ח', ויתה השם אלוקים גן בעדן. The Torah use two names for Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokim, only about tree and about who? Adam. Tree and Adam is completely similar. Why? Tree growing up. We also need to growing all the time up. Tree make fruit. We also make fruit. Nobody else make fruit how we make except tree. What is mean? The tree stay and all the time we make fruit. We also stay and we make fruit. Different kind of fruit. We build new generation. Everybody build in his life what he build in this world. This is also to make fruit. But any other animal, whatever, next generation of animals, is not fruit, same what the tree have. Why? Because shor molit shor. Every donkey have other donkey, next generation, but it look exactly same. He copy himself. Fruit is not copy of the tree. Children is not copy of the parents. For sure they learn a lot. For sure they come from the parents. For sure the apple come from the tree. But everyone have his nature. Every vegetables, we plant seed, the seed destroyed, and something new come outside. Only etz and Adam. Aguf kayam, and we make fruit. From this reason, if we try to growing same with tree, we're growing up and up. We eat what stay up. What we have in the up? The fruit. But if Adam Chas v'chalila do the wrong thing, he's going down and down. And he eat what growing in the ground. What growing in the ground? Grass. What is the difference if the person eat fruit or eat grass? When the person eat fruit, new fruit will growing. And new fruit will growing. All the time, he can eat more and more and more. But when he eat grass, he also eat this with the root. It means he eat himself. And he destroyed himself from inside. This is parallel between Adam and Etz HaSadeh. From this reason, every beginning in Jewish life starts with tree. Every beginning, from the beginning of the creation, Chazal tells us in paragraph 21, Am Israel leave Egypt. Immediately after Kriyat Yam, so they start to complain about the bad water. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu, Pasuk Kaf Ei, Vayitzak El Hashem, Vayoreu Hashem Etz, Vayashlech El HaMayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them the first shiur to teach Am Israel, Vayoreu. Chazal say in paragraph 22, Vayoreu Hashem Etz, Vayashlech El HaMayim, Vayintaku HaMayim. Is Chazal tells us, what is mean? Va-yoreu, in the end of paragraph 22, in the other side of the page with Mekorot, va-yoreu Hashem etz, in the top, eno omer, ela va-yoreu, ka-inyan shenemar va-yoreini, is meaning teaching. Davar min ha-Torah erau, shenemar va-yoreu Hashem etz, va-yareu Hashem etz, eno omer, he don't show him, he teach him. What he teach him? Go teach Am Yisrael. The key of great life, to understand everything what we do in our life is process.
It's process. And the process is part of the goal. His process is not the way to arrive in the goal. If the process is a way to arrive in the goal, some people not care about the process. They can do terrible thing because the goal is a goal. Jewish life is process is part of the goal. We say every time when we finish to learn, Anu amelim ve'em amelim. Anu amelim u'mekablim sachar ve'em amelim ve'enam mekablim sachar. Why? We put effort and we deserve sachar also about the effort. All the other nations, when they put effort, they deserve about what they do in the end, what they product in the end. Why? Because by us, the process is part of the goal. If the process is part of the goal, this gives different perspective of all the life. Sometimes the process is difficult, sometimes it's complicated, sometimes it's more easy, but if we know this is part of the goal, we have looked for to other great day what take place in the future. We never give up, and we try to do the best to continue with tremendous emunah, and we arrive in the goal. From this reason, Seder Zraim is Seder Emunah. V'aya emunat itecha chosin Yeshua. From this pasuk, we learn all shisha sidrei mishnah. Emunat is Seder Zraim. Ma'amin v'zorea. We believe, we plan, we know this is a process until we see the fruit. And this is the reason why when children born, Chazal tells us in paragraph 23, Ave na'igei, ki ave mityaled yenuka. When baby boy born, Ima and Abba go to the front yard, backyard, and shat le'arza, the plant tree. Yenukta, when baby girl born, shat le'turnita, the plant azer tree. And the tree growing, and the children growing. V'chi ave minsevei, when the time of the wedding take place, Ima and Abba go again, to the front yard, backyard, and the cut, few branches from the tree of the boy, few branches from the tree of the girl, and they use this to make the stick to the chuppah. Kaitzelu ve'avdu ganena. And they make from this tree to the chuppah. What stay behind this special minag? To teach the children exactly what the parents learn from the experience of the life. Everything is process. We need patience. We need emunah. And we need to continue, and later we can recognize retroactive, how the way, how the process takes place, kol man de'avid rachmana letav avid. And it's so nice when you look on the fruit of shivat aminim. What we eat, five different kind of fruit. And how we know what to eat first, what is more close to the word eretz. Eretz, chita, seora, gefen, te'ena, ve'rimon. Gefen is number three, te'ena is number four, rimon is number five. Immediately after, Eretz, again Eretz, Zayt Shemen et Vash. Zayt Aleph come one, Deit come two, Tamar, Gefen come three, Te'ena four, and Pomegran, Rimon come number five. When we eat Aleph, what we do exactly? Because it's bitter. We hold this in our two fingers, we put this in our mouth, we eat, and immediately we take out the seed. Because the taste is not comfortable to keep this in our tongue, in our mouth. When we move to the date is very sweet. It's also with the fruit, but sometimes we keep the seed in our mouth for just a few seconds because it's sweet. We can keep this, it's comfortable. We continue, we move to the grape. What happened with the grape? Sometimes we eat the grape with the seed. Sometimes we take out the seed, depending if it's big or small. We move to the te'ena, the seed is so small, we cannot divide the seed from the fruit. We eat everything. When we come to the pomegranate, what we eat only the seed. The seed in the beginning, what was so bitter, so bad, in the end, it's come so sweet. Because to show us, everything is process. Everything is ta'alich. And we need to learn this. When we learn this, we can recognize this not bishat ma'aseh. We can recognize this later. And it's not related to the shiur, but it's pileploin. Moshe Rabbeinu gets the name Moshe. From who? From Bat Paro. Why she give him the name Moshe? Ki min amayim ishitiu? Ki min amayim ishitiu, she's supposed to be to give him other name. Not Moshe. Mashui. She pull him from the water. In Lashon HaKodesh, the real name is Mashui. Mashui. She take him from the water. Why she give him the name Moshe? But Paro come to the river. She have not so easy time. She all the time struggled. Remember, she growing in the palace. And all the government in Egypt, so organized, so strong. It's not so easy for Bat Paro to decide to go against the father, against Paro. It's not so easy. She walked to the river, she sees a boat. She don't know what I do. To keep the boat, to say to my girls to push, to change this to the world, she don't know. Later she decided, okay, she sends them back to the palace. One girl stay with Bat Paro, v'tishlach et amata. She decided also to send this maid back to the palace. Now she stay alone. What to do? To do what my father asked me to do and ask everyone to do? Or maybe to do something else? What she do? She open. And she keep him alive. It's not so easy for Bat Paro. Now, she saves the life of Moshe Rabbeinu. And come Chazal and tells us, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you take baby, what is not your child, and you make him your child, I take you and make you my daughter. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives special name to Bat Paro, the name is Bat Ya. You, the daughter of Hashem, Bat Ya. You take one of my children and adopt and make him your child, I take you and make you my daughter. Now, Makat Bechorot take place. V'atakam be'od laila, v'titen teref lebeita u'isen eshet chayim. Chazal explained, v'atakam be'od laila, is Bat Paro. Bat Paro is supposed to be to die. She was an old girl in the house. Not only the Bechorim, boys die, also the girls. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, because you saved the life of Moshe Rabbeinu, now this is for me time to save your life. Is who protects the life of Bat Paro? Who saves the life of Bat Paro? Moshe Rabbeinu. The name of Moshe, Moshe, he pulled Bat Paro from death. He saved the life of Bat Paro. Moshe keep the life of Bat Paro alive. For this reason, the name is Moshe, not because she take him. She makes something physical, she take him from the water, yes. But in the end, when we look in the end of the process, retroactive, she recognized who saved the life of Bat Paro, Moshe. And from this reason, when Moshe Rabbeinu arrived early in the morning in Makat Dam, in few Makot, and wait to Paro, early in the morning, and he gave him warning. When he came in Makat Dam, early in the morning, and Paro knows Moshe Rabbeinu, he's going in the palace so many years. Paro said to him, Moshe, what do you do here early in the morning? What bring you to the river early in the morning? Moshe Rabbeinu say, Paro, what bring me early in the morning to this place? With all the respect. I was in this river 8 years ago in this place. Before you come to this river, I stayed in this river 8 years ago. And I saved the life of your daughter. I pulled your daughter from death. You want to do this also for you? Listen to Hashem. You can stay alive. Or, you want to do what you like? It's exactly what you want to do to me, our God, in the end, will make to you. He's still employing. Why he wait for him early in the morning? Because he give him exactly, he say to him exactly same what he do to Bat Paro. She stay alive in Makat Bechorot because of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu now say to Paro, I can do this exactly to you if you want. This is in your end, your decision. And who watch all this process? Miriam. She put him in the boat and she say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we do what you ask to do. Now do what you want. She was difficult time. She had difficult time. Miriam, the name of Miriam is two words Chazal tells us. Mar-yam. When she stayed in the river with Moshe Rabbeinu when he's 3 months old, it was very, very difficult. Mar-yam, very bad. But what happened later, 81 years after, Moshe Rabbeinu brings the water back of Paro. Is what Miriam do after Kriyat Yam Suf? Only the women's, not the men's, only the women's. What they do? Vatikach Miriam ha-Neviya et ha-Tof, vatitzena Miriam and all the women's, betupim u bimcholot. What is mecholot? To dance with circle. Only the women's can dance in circle. Why? Because when they stay in Egypt, and Miriam leads them, they have the long vision. They understand everything is process. And everything is part of the next step. They never give up. When all the men almost give up, and they really don't want to create new generation, because they believe it's the other generation of slaves, Miriam teach all the women, and all the women teach the husband, we never give up. We believe tomorrow is new day. We believe what we do today is part what's going to happen tomorrow. This is the essence of Tu Bishvat. Tu Bishvat is a special day. Is Rosh Hashanah Leilanot. In Hebrew, Rosh Hashanah is two words that contradict one the other. If it's Rosh, it means beginning. If it's Shana, it means to repeat. How we can take these two words and bring them together? Rosh Hashanah. The answer is, our life looks, every day looks same as yesterday. And day of tomorrow looks same also few days ago. Day after day. But day after day by us. In one end is true. But we have beginning in every year. Rosh Hashanah. Because we have Rosh, is all the other days what comes through the year is far from the Rosh. It's not every day stay by himself. It's not, in the beginning of the year is not Happy New Year. We don't bless to each other Happy New Year. What we say by us is not New Year, is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is mean, half al pi in our life, every day looks same as the other day, is other day, but all the days of the year, a first day, what lead all the year. We need to bring everything together. Tu Bishvat is not only sign in the nature. Tu Bishvat teach us this special lesson, this special essence in our life. If we really want to bring everything together, is mimele, many times we say, we not have all the details. We not have all the pieces. Is we cannot understand everything what happened now. We will understand tomorrow when we have other few pieces. Because it's not prepared to the next step and finish. It's part of the next step. It's, but to fill all the puzzle completely, we need to have all the pieces. Mimele, this gives us a lot of hope. This helps us to continue and motivate us never to give up. And this takes place through the tree. From this reason, every tree have three parts. Root, trunk, and fruit. In Avodat Hashem, we have three parts. Tfilah, Torah, mitzvot, and ma'asim tovim. Tfilah, parallel to the root. Through tfilah, we come more close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah, parallel to the trunk. The pillar of the life, Torah. Fruit, parallel, represent mitzvot and ma'asim tovim. Sometimes in the life, we have more time to make many mitzvot. Sometimes we have more time to learn. Sometimes we have more time to daven. But we need to have all these three in our hand. Sometimes one more, sometimes the other less. But we need to hold all these three. This is three. From this reason, we say every morning in paragraph 29, Va'er Eneinu b'toratecha. This is the trunk, parallel to the trunk. V'davek libeinu b'mitzvotecha, parallel to the fruit. V'yached levaveinu le'ahava u'lira et shmecha, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, parallel to tefillah. And this guarantee for us, lo nevosh, lo nikalem, ve'lo nikashel olam va'ed. And exactly same, in the end of the tefillah, in paragraph 30, what we say, v'yiftach libeinu betorato. This is parallel to the trunk. V'yasem belibeinu, ahavato v'yirato, parallel to tefillah. לעשות רצונו, parallel to מצוות ומעשים טובים. And we have also, guarantee if we try to combine all these three together, לא ניגע לריק, ולא נלד לבעלה. We'll put a lot of effort, but we'll see the fruit would come later. We never miss any fruit, because we'll know everything is part of the process, and we combine everything together. This is what Chazal come and teach us. תבוא אל הארץ ונטעתם כל עץ. We don't talk about when we arrive in Eretz Israel immediately we need to plant tree. Somebody would like to plant tree immediately when he arrive in Eretz Israel, welcome. But what the Chazal want for us, what the Torah want for us is everyone similar to tree. We need to plant ourselves in the place what we can make fruit. Everyone have different culture, everyone have different nature. For everyone, not same place is good. Some people can live in kibbutz, some people can live in the ear, some people in the north, some people in the south. Everyone need to pick his place is filled what is good for him, to satisfied about what he do, because if a person satisfied about what he do, and he combine all these three parts in his life, in any field what he deal, Torah, mitzvot, מעשים טובים ותפילה, these three can make a lot, a lot fruit. ועלינו לתוכה, is great to arrive in ארץ ישראל. ושמחנו בבניינה, to a בית המקדש, is very special, no question. Above everything, ונוכל מפריה, above everything is to put ourselves in the place what we really can make a lot fruit, what we really can build, what we really can make a lot fruit, what show we pick the right place, the right field, and in the right time. This is Tu Bishvat. This is what Tu Bishvat come to teach us. And this is also what we learn from Makat HaArbe. Makat HaArbe come and say, all the time we need to judge ourselves, how we judge ourselves and how we judge other people. We look at the person about his personality, about his midot, about his ma'asim tovim, about the great man, what person can do in his life. This is the way how we judge people. Oh, we judge sometimes. You have a lot. It's no difference what. This makes us ourselves close to him and friend with him. Our life is not to judge people how much they have. Our life is to judge people how much quality they have, how much insight they have, how much they know to bring everything and to make from everything a chad. How much people can take everything what they do in their life, in any area, in any field, and to represent about what they do, Kvot Shamayim, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, what the children say to Yaakov, this, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for us. From this reason, in the tefillin, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu have, Chazal tells us in Gemara Masechet Brachot, you have one posuk. What is the posuk is? Umi ke'amcha Yisrael, goy echad ba'aretz. Lo mirubchem mikol ha'amim chashak Hashem b'chem. Because Baruch Hu don't pick us because we so many, many people in our nation. We only want echad. If we keep this echad in our life, it's bezat Hashem yizochi, in this year, to v'ayah Hashem lemelech al kol ha'aretz, ביום ההוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו אחד.